Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sense and Solidarity: Hullawala Economics for Everyone is a collection of essays by development economist Jean Drais that presents economics as a public and moral inquiry rather than a purely technical discipline. Rooted in fieldwork, policy debates, and long engagement with rural India, the book examines hunger, poverty, education, health, employment, food security, and democratic accountability. Its central purpose is to defend what Drais calls Hullawala economics, a perspective often dismissed by elites, but grounded in direct observation of social conditions and in concern for the lived realities of marginalized people. The book blends quantitative reasoning with activist insight, showing how research can inform public action when it is connected to communities rather than detached from them. It is written for readers who want to understand Indian development through evidence, ethics, and social solidarity. And it argues that economic analysis must be judged by its capacity to address inequality and human deprivation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hullawala Economics as a critique of detached mainstream economics. The book argues that economics should not be confined to abstract models, market efficiency, or narrow indicators of growth. Drais reclaims the term Hullawala Economics, originally used dismissively for activists and field researchers, as a serious alternative perspective rooted in real social conditions. This approach challenges the assumption that technical expertise alone can solve development problems. Instead, it insists that economists must engage with the institutions and everyday practices that shape poverty, exclusion, and vulnerability. The result is not anti-economics, but a broader economics that includes ethics, social norms, and political judgment. By positioning field-based inquiry against insulated policy thinking, the book shows why many development failures persist even when growth appears robust. Its argument is that economic analysis becomes more accurate and more relevant when it is informed by the people most affected by policy. Secondly, fieldwork among rural communities as a method of economic understanding. A distinctive feature of the book is its reliance on direct observation and grassroots research. Drais draws on years of fieldwork in villages, ration shops, schools, and other everyday settings where public policy is experienced in practice. This method matters because many economic problems in India are not fully visible in aggregate statistics alone. By paying attention to transactions, implementation gaps, and local responses, the book shows how poverty is reproduced through institutions that look functional on paper but fail in daily life. The fieldwork approach also gives voice to groups often missing from conventional policy analysis, including Dalits, tribal communities, women, landless laborers, and other marginalized people. Rather than treating them as passive recipients of policy, the book presents them as social actors whose experiences reveal what works and what does not. In this sense, the method is part of the argument good economics must be empirical, situated, and accountable to lived reality. Thirdly, public action for hunger, food security, and social protection. One of the book's major concerns is the persistence of hunger and insecurity despite formal economic progress. Drais examines the role of public action in addressing deprivation through measures such as employment guarantees, food distribution, school meals, and rights-based welfare. The book places strong emphasis on the idea that markets alone do not ensure basic security for poor households, especially in contexts marked by precarious work, seasonal distress, and unequal power. Policies such as MGNREGA and the National Food Security Act are important in this framework because they show how the state can create entitlements that reduce vulnerability. The analysis is not merely celebratory, however, it also stresses implementation, access, and political will. The broader point is that food security is not only a matter of supply, but of entitlement, institutions, and social responsibility. By linking hunger to governance, the book reframes deprivation as a failure of public action rather than a natural condition. Fourthly, education, health, and human development as public goods. The book repeatedly returns to elementary education, healthcare, and child development as central measures of social progress. Drais argues that development cannot be reduced to income growth, because people's capabilities depend on whether they can learn, stay healthy, and participate fully in society. This emphasis makes the book especially relevant to India, where access to quality education and health services remains uneven across class, caste, gender, and region. The essays do not treat these sectors as separate policy silos. Instead, they show how school meals, basic education, nutrition, and preventive health reinforce one another and create long-term developmental gains. The underlying argument is that public goods need strong state support and social monitoring, because private provision alone tends to reproduce inequality. By focusing on these sectors, the book broadens development economics beyond macroeconomic performance and toward the conditions that actually shape human dignity and opportunity. It therefore treats social services as foundational rather than supplementary to economic policy. Lastly, democratic accountability rights. And the moral basis of development policy, a recurring theme in the book, is that development is inseparable from democracy and civic participation. Drees presents public policy as a contested process shaped by social movements, citizen action, and debate, not just by expert design. This is why the book pays attention to rights-based schemes and collective struggle. They represent ways in which people can demand accountability from the state. The term solidarity in the title signals that social progress depends on mutual responsibility across social groups, especially toward those excluded by caste, class, gender, or geography. The book also argues that economic reasoning should be evaluated ethically. A policy may be efficient in a narrow sense and still fail if it deepens exclusion or ignores basic needs. By combining activism with analysis, the essays propose a vision of development in which democracy is not an obstacle to economics but its foundation. This makes the book especially important for readers interested in public policy, social justice, and the politics of reform. In conclusion, Sense and Solidarity will be most useful to readers interested in development economics, public policy, social justice, and contemporary India. Policymakers can use it to understand why implementation, participation, and accountability matter as much as formal design. Students and academics will find it valuable as an example of economics written with methodological seriousness but without detachment from social reality. Activists and development practitioners will appreciate its insistence that research should remain connected to lived experience and public action. What makes the book stand out from many other economics books is its refusal to separate technical analysis from moral judgment. It does not merely describe poverty or inequality. It asks how economic thinking should change when the goal is to support dignity, rights, and collective responsibility. The essays are especially distinctive because they combine field observation, policy engagement, and accessible explanation in a way that remains grounded in Indian realities. For readers looking for a book that explains development through ethics, institutions, and democratic action rather than through abstract growth narratives, this is a strong and unusual contribution. If you would like to support Gene Drees, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.